The Paradise Center for the Arts is a vibrant cultural and artistic gathering spot in historic downtown Faribault. The Paradise is committed to offering high-quality visual and performing art opportunities for Faribault and our region. Regular events spotlight some of the best artists and musicians in our area and throughout Minnesota and the Upper Midwest. Our beautifully restored facility includes art galleries, classrooms, clay and textile labs, a gift shop and rehearsal spaces, in addition to a 300-seat auditorium. Visit ParadiseCenterForTheArts.org for a full schedule of events or call our box office at 507-332-7372. Art Zany, radio for the imagination, with your host Paula Granquist, is brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, radio for the imagination.
Good morning, this is Paula Granquist, and you're tuned in to Art Zany, radio for the imagination. Thanks so much for tuning into the show that celebrates all things creating and shares great stories. Let's get ready to tune our imaginations together. You know, when I was thinking about today's show, I was wondering if I should mention that this is probably the 18th anniversary of Art Zany Radio. It kind of depends on how you count the pandemic. I'm going to count it. So 18 is a big number, but it's not really a special number that's usually celebrated. So what I want to do today is just thank all of the listeners in Radioland that have joined me for this journey. What I do want to celebrate is this, the way that we've created together through our conversations, stories, and inspirations, this community, all that open themselves to the creative process in this zany world, and everyone who supports the arts. It matters. And I want you to know that it matters and remember that it matters, because we need to engage our imaginations. And this is how we will move forward in our world. You know, when I was thinking about this, I had this image on my mind of a river of weaving, of flowing, cheerfully covered long fabric made of these connections from this community of conversations and stories and inspirations. I hope that you will take a minute and imagine what this tapestry looks like. It's a challenge to your imagination, and I hope that you carry this with you this week, and maybe you add a few rows of your own to that weaving that we're creating and make some more connections. That is what I want to celebrate today. So in the Art Zany Radio studio today, I'm going to welcome musician Todd Thompson to Art Zany Radio. He's going to tell us about the Todd Thompson Band dance parties at the Eagles Club coming up. I'm really excited to share that story with you all. And I thought maybe we should just start. Some may remember your name, but it might be new to others. So let's talk first about what you're involved in and a little bit about yourself to introduce yourself for those that don't know you, and then we'll go back in time a little bit.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Todd Thompson here. I'm not sure there's enough time for you to just give me free rein.
Oh.
Here. How many hours are we on? I like to talk. So I am a semi-retired teacher. My last job was at Arcadia, where I taught science, and I last taught there in 2013, I believe it was, so that's a while ago,
mm-hmm.
And I substitute teach for the Northfield schools now.
That is the toughest job in the whole world, so thank you for doing that.
Well, I do like it, and I enjoy it, because, you know, it's just, it's what you make of it when you get there, and,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's not a lot of preparation other than, you know, shaving and a cup of coffee and an attitude adjustment, but... So I like it, and I love the kids. They're still, they haven't changed in all of my teaching, as far as I can say.
Mm-hmm.
A shout out to Matt Hillman and the entire Northfield Public School System, and Laura Stelter over at Arcadia as well.
Mm-hmm.
And now I substitute teach, and I have a lot of musical projects, a couple of which I imagine we might talk about here this morning. I'm just, you know, sitting at home when I'm not substitute teaching and playing my mandolin and sometimes writing songs and sometimes cooking up, you know, new ideas like the dance party at the Eagles Club tomorrow night, actually. April 8th is our our maiden voyage over there. The Todd Thompson Band has been around for a while, maybe 25 years. And we first started playing at the Tavern Lounge. We played there for about 10 years. And then I went to Guatemala, but we still would play every once in a while. And then we were most recently about 6 years at the Contented Cow. And so we don't like to travel. For me, I live over on Woodley Street, and all the way down to the Eagles Club, for instance, is, boy, I don't know, that's like a mile.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, that's almost the limit of my, I don't even like to go over to the St. Olaf side of town. But not to say that I, you know, I'm disparaging that side of town in any way, shape,
it's
or form.
It's just a long journey.
It is. You pack up that mandolin and, you know, so when we were looking for a new gig, I was really thrilled that the Eagles are under a new management. Melissa, and Todd are running the place. Melissa's the general manager, and Todd is the fellow that's helped me organize some of the technical parts about playing music there at the club, at the Eagles Club. They took out the stage. Many of us in Northfield have been to the Eagles Club for some of their great omelet breakfasts that the Legion puts on, or their fish fry, or bingo, or something like that. And they have had music there through the years, but maybe not quite as much recently. And so, but they have that. Have you been there lately,
yeah,
Paula?
Yeah, not lately. Okay. I remember the stage. So when you said, yeah. I had an instant picture of what it used to look like. So right. Then I'm thinking, what did they do and how does it look?
Well, it's in progress still. And we're just going to kind of set up sort of where the stage used to be. But the stage was a little problematic from a musician standpoint. But so I'm not sad that they took it out.
Mm-hmm.
They've got just the best dance floor in town, maybe excluding the ballroom.
Right.
But it needs to be used more. It's a beautiful hardwood floor, and your knees are not going to get sore from dancing at the Eagles Club. All right.
Is that
if you're
a guarantee?
Worried about that, if you're worried about, well, maybe I only actually have one good knee, so the other one's, you know, artificial, and so. But yeah, it's a beautiful place, and it fits our band a little bit, and we've kind of evolved through the years too. The band is been together for 25 years, you know. The Rolling Stones are exactly the same, of course, as they were 50 some odd years ago. But the Todd Thompson Band has changed. Sometimes, on by choice, like we added when we first started, we didn't have a drummer. Then we had a drummer. Then we didn't have a drummer, and now we've kind of added a regular drummer for the last 5 years or so, and then most recently we had the disappointment or the sad news that our bass player Bruce Jensen passed mm-hmm. away, and so Bruce played with Nick and I, Nick Weaver and I, and Bruce are the kind of the original band members for, you know, 25, 30 years, and so we really miss Bruce, you know, it's kind of an emotional thing, of course. You work with somebody that long, and certain songs I can't play, you know. Maybe again sometime. But
yeah, well, and that's a good introduction to all of who you are. We'll get into more of that. I want to jump back in time and talk about when I was doing this show first, starting off. I remember hearing about your show, and yeah. Folks may remember you had a show. I think it was Saturday mornings. Is that right?
It could have been. Give me a second. I remember it in the afternoon, but
oh,
it's
maybe
a while
it was
ago.
After school.
Yeah, it was after school, I think, because it was called Kid Talk, and
mm-hmm.
it's when I was teaching at what's called Arcadia now, but was Art Tech back then, and my son Andy, who through the years, Andy Thompson, shout out to him over at the Carlton Print Shop now. But Andy's had a show through the years sometimes, too. And Andy and I had this show called Kid Talk. And the idea was to get kids on the radio because I felt at that time that 15 years ago, maybe? 20 years ago?
Yeah, probably.
Something like
about
that.
About that.
I felt that kids weren't listening to the radio like they used to, or they didn't have any reason to as much, you know? And so the idea was to actually have kids' voices, and you still don't hear it very often. It's maybe a novelty that, you know, somebody, some commercial will put a kid's voice on and they'll try to sell you something. But to actually have a kid on the air expressing him or herself is pretty rare now, too. But anyway, so while I was teaching, I had all those kids that I worked with at Art Tech, and so that was easy for me to get kids on the air. And so, yeah, we had it for a number of years there.
We have great kids in this community, it's really amazing to hear their stories. I'm lucky enough to be able to have some of them on for various productions or concerts that they're doing.
You're the exception to that, yes.
Well, and then there's a sports show here, too. So KYMN does something that not a lot of – that's why it's such a great station, and it's a good community opportunity. What were some of the conversations you had then, and what were some of the topics that you covered, and are there any that really stand out for you as memorable moments?
Oof, you're really taxing my memory here. Well, we would when there was a production on, you know, I would try to get a student from that production. So kind of like what you do, but our show is much less organized. They would just come on, and I'd heard a few of them in for, you know, I'd have a couple, three of them here, and we'd just interview them on, talk about whatever, current events, you know, where were you in 9/11, you know, things like that, it was just everyday life. It wasn't always keyed to anything specific. It was more like sharing what it's like to be a kid, you know. And so, yeah, I'm not sure I'll be able to remember any specific topics. I used to have CDs, you know, when I recorded the show. They didn't have podcasts.
No,
then.
We didn't. So we, nothing was digital.
So we, I had a magic marker on them, and every once in a while I'll listen to them again. It's just a. I want to just thank Jeff. I don't even know if Jeff. Did Jeff own the station then when we?
Oh gosh, well, now you're testing my memory.
Well, anyway, he was the manager.
There was a different owner for a while when I started, and then Jeff came in.
I think Jeff just managed it when I first started the
show. We'll have to ask him about that when the transition happened.
And so I want to just think, but his open mindedness has been very. You mentioned it about the, and the, you know, there's you know, I like the, I'm a. I might have mentioned that I did a little work in Guatemala and lived there for a while, and so I like the Spanish music. Every once in a while I tune in, there's a Spanish program on, and all sorts of programs, public service programs, if you will, that like my show was. And I don't know, your show might be turning a profit at this point, Paula, because I've listened to your show for, this is the first time I've been on it, and I think it's the first time I met you. And maybe not, but I think it's the first time I've been on the show, and it's very, very, I'm very excited to be here with you today, because I've really enjoyed, I randomly I run into it. Like Saturday mornings, I have breakfast with my friends, and so I turn the KYMN, my truck's usually got KYMN on, and so I hear you go, oh yeah, so I listen to, most recently I heard none other than Clark Onasorg speaking about a crazy, you know, probably the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra or something like that, something that he's promoting, you know. And so we, and so that's what, but it's fun, you know, I get to check in with seemingly random people because I didn't know who was going to be on the show necessarily, right? And so it's pretty cool to tune in and see that, hear that, and find out what's going on with the latest production in town or Arts Guild, stuff like that.
Absolutely. I was heard great things about your show, and so I'm so glad that we've made this connection. Mm-hmm. One of the things I learned about you, which I thought was really interesting, and I hope you'll indulge me a little bit and explore this idea. Not only are you a musician, but you're a science teacher. And I think it's really interesting when you have that combination, and I enjoy talking about that. You know, the ways that sometimes people separate them and say, oh, I have an artistic mind, or I have a, you know, analytical mind, but a lot of times they're very connected. And so for you, having the experience of living in both of, and, you know, being, making living, doing both of those things, I'm curious if, you know, how that developed. Was it, did music come first? Did science come first? How did you know you could make them work together in your world where you didn't have to pick?
Mm-hmm. Well, Yeah, I don't know. I was good at math when I was a kid, and not so good at music. But I really loved music, and my mom forced me to take piano lessons.
And that is always the debate as a parent, right? Do I have them? I want them to know.
There's no way to know. There's no way to know. They'll either hate you or it'll change their life for the better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's no way of knowing ahead of time. So that's the bummer of parenting. So, but yeah, and so I remember I majored in math when I went to college, and then went to graduate school in chemistry and got a PhD in chemistry, and that was my I think I kind of did that because no offense to my old man who's passed away a long, long time ago, but you know, I always kind of felt he didn't really, you know, respect a musician's living, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I did that, and I was good at it, you know, sort of pretty good at it anyway. But I never really used it that, you know, I did teach college for a few years after graduate school up at St. Thomas and the U of M. But then I moved to Northfield, and my buddies, Craig Wozner, Rick Wheeler, and I started a music studio where we produced jingles, and that's when I met Wayne Eddy here at the KYM and Studios and Jeff Johnson. And so we did some, at Patrika's, your full service super value, over in the River Park Mall.
I remember Patrika's.
At Grundy's Corner Bar and Grill, your appetite we will surely fill. And some of those, Craig, sometimes I helped on the lyrics, but we had some great jingles back then. And so those two experiences, both teaching college for a few years and then starting the music studio, I've kind of ping-ponged back and forth between them through the years. Then I started teaching high school after a while, high school chemistry at Cannon Falls, and then art tech. I continued to do some recording. I mostly write music, and I find that writing music uses the mathematical part of my brain because it's kind of like my crossword puzzle. Mm. I've got to get all the pieces to fit and to write a song. And I mostly write songs, but every once in a while I'll write a sort of a classical piece because I did. Finished a master's in choral conducting. That's what my musical education is, as a choir director. And I've done some choir directing, but it's been a lot of years since I directed the choir. But you know, in a pinch, I can do it. But I'm more comfortable sitting at the piano or the mandolin and singing and playing.
Yeah, I love that you described it as a almost a puzzle that you have to put together when you're putting a piece together. And that makes sense, I think, in a lot of ways that you would have, because there are so many layers, right? You know, you've got tempo and key and, you know, rhythm and, you know, if you've got adding your words in and style and, you know, chorus. I mean, you're thinking of all of these levels and you can't possibly, you know, just like any math problem, you can't. It doesn't come all at once, right? It is, okay, so how can I figure out what might be the easy part or what comes first? Mm-hmm. And then you just sort of build a world, right? Really.
And then, of course, who are you building it for?
In other words, audience.
It has to be, well, there's that too, but also somebody's got to play it. Somebody's got to sing it. And so, you know, of course, for me, a lot of times I build it for myself to perform it, but not always. And so that's another piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, I think that's fascinating. And so you've done a lot of you know, not only that behind the but also performing. You've done a lot of performing. So when did that come into your world after being kind of behind the scenes writing and doing jingles?
Well, I was when I was in college, I had a bluegrass band. That was probably my best or most earliest performance, you know, in a stage sense.
That sounds like an unusual choice for a college band. Usually,
yeah. Well, it was the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was a while ago, but yeah, we had a banjo player and a fiddler and reed and smitty and Rick Wheeler and I. And but probably for me, think some of that's laid fairly dormant through my early adult life. And when I was 40, about, I guess, a couple things happened, or maybe late 30s. Since I was a choir director, quite often I was employed by a church to be their choir director, right, which was kind of a standard thing. And I also played in a band. And so a minister in Minneapolis asked me, this was back when rock and roll church was just starting out. Mm-hmm. He said, Todd, it's a Lutheran church. We need something jazzy, So I wrote a rock liturgy or a rock mass for a church in Minneapolis. And by doing that, I finally satisfied my mom, and I started playing the piano. And then I played that in Minneapolis for a few years, this rock mass on Sunday mornings. And that was in the, I think, 93, 94. And then about 95, 96, I got involved. Patsy Du was the matriarch at the Arts Guild at the time. And she hired me to teach the summer theater workshop.
Young People's Theater
Young People's
Workshop.
Theater, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I taught that a couple of years, and then in the process, they asked, or I asked them probably, but I'm not sure which. Craig and I had also written a musical back then, too, Craig Wozner and I, and I can't remember exactly what year that was, but around the time that I wrote that rock mass, I think. We performed that at the Arts Guild, and anyway, I started directing plays at the Arts Guild and acting in plays.
The more I unpeel, the more I learn. This is amazing, all of your experiences and talents.
I'm not sure amazing. But anyway, you live a long time, you know, and then stuff happens. But so I was there, and I directed maybe, I don't know, one play a year for 8-9 years, something like that. And I also then... And I was also in a lot of plays, and that really changed my teaching style, mm-hmm. and my and probably my performance style. And I was much more outgoing. And I was teaching high school then eventually at Cannon Falls, and they had no theater program, and Tracy Olson and I started a musical and a play every year that they still do. In 20 some odd years later, there. And so I directed those plays for 5 years, and then I went to Art Tech. And but I think that rock mass and the theater production, but it's still evolving. I think I mentioned to you, I'm a when you say you're recovering, right? You're a recovering, in my case, alcoholic, but you know, a recovering Lutheran. another. I'm recovering from lots of things. Well, most recently, I'm a recovering Northfield Rotary Club president.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. You get me? And so that's, but that year that I was the president, I never really emceed anything before, you know, where I found I really like that, you know? And I've had a little bit of chance that since people have asked me a couple of times since the Rotary meetings, you know, you're just kind of up there and you're introducing people and telling a couple of jokes, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. And you heard the one about the windmills, right? Over Carlton, they got two of them there, mm-hmm. right? And they talk to each other. And one of them said to the other one, "What kind of music do you like?" And the other one said, "I'm a huge metal fan." And so...
I'm going to have to remember that one for my husband. He works in the industry.
And so... I found that I liked that. But you see, that's just this past year. But, you know, you kind of... If you get a chance to... If you like to perform, if you like to be in front of people, and entertain people, then, you know, it kind of, in my case, some people, I guess, find one thing they can do great, and they just do that. But I've kind of been a chameleon. When most recently I was the Rotary Club President, I liked that, and I really enjoyed that. And I, but earlier than the church needed a mass, or the Arts Guild needed somebody to teach music for their theater workshop or whatever.
I love how all of this interweaves together, how, you know, being a teacher in front of students and needing to get their attention, your work with the, so you know, and trying to teach them science in a way that grabs hold of them. You did the, you know, Arts Guild experiences with the theater, and being in front of people entertaining. So it does, and I hope people see that. I want people to know that you know, is a possibility. And so your life is a great example of just go out and try things, do things.
Yeah, yeah.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, this is Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination. I'm Paula Granquist. I'm here with Todd Thompson of the Todd Thompson Band. They are going to start dance parties at the Eagles Club. That's in Northfield, right downtown, 304 Water Street South. Just on the other side over here, closer to the river, just past the fishing bridge, and you'll find them down on Water Street. That starts on Saturday, April 8th. That first event is at 7 p.m. and goes till about 10, and the Eagles Club does have a really nice dance floor. So let's share a little more about what people can expect, what kind of music. You know, you mentioned, the only music you've mentioned is like church and bluegrass, and probably that's not the dance club scene.
We might play a bluegrass tune. That happens. I'm sure we will if our banjo player shows up. But we've evolved through the years, and we've never just been played only bluegrass, but maybe 25 years ago we played more. But yeah, we're going to play a bunch of probably what you'd call old rock and roll favorites, you know, like one for the money, two for a show, three to get ready, now go cat go. Stuff like that. Stuff that you can swing dance to, for instance. And you know, old Van Morrison ones like Wild Night and Brown Eyed Girl and Johnny Cash old cowboy songs and a lot of what you might call rockabilly songs, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. You know, here we come now, moaning, boom, 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 stuff like that. And I'm trying, you know, to learn some modern ones, more modern ones, and with some success. But I think you kids will enjoy everybody enjoys rock and roll.
It's classic for a reason.
Yeah, yeah, and we got some new, like I mentioned a little bit earlier about the band, and we've added a few people. Nick Weaver is still the best guitar player in town, and myself on the mandolin, and we have Rob Thompson, no relation, but he kind of wishes there was, but there isn't, and if he tells you otherwise, he's just, you know, wishful thinking. But he is, nonetheless, he's still an awesome bass player. Yeah, I can't take any genetic credit for that. But and then we have this time we have Dave Drentlaw, the inimitable drummer from the Zillionaires, filling in
yes,
for us.
Yes, folks know that band.
Yeah, filling in for us because Dave Miller, our usual squeeze on the drums, is not going to be able to make it. And Dave is super good. And then we have, I don't want to forget anybody. Oh, Dan Andreessen, a former Northfielder, who's playing the saxophone, was going to give us a little bit of edge. It's worth showing up just to hear Tequila, okay?
That's a song people should know.
I mean, literally, when's the last time you heard that played live, right?
Long time ago.
Exactly. Might be that wedding from like 81 or something like that, right? But
well, that's one thing I was thinking about is that I noticed in my, you know, with my kids too, that when I grew up, dancing was everywhere. We danced all the time. Everywhere we went, at slumber parties, we were making up dances. We'd have school dances all the time. You know, we went out to listen to bands. It was just, we did it so much. But my kids really, not so much. It's not a piece of the puzzle, and I was, you know,
that was part of the reason I thought it would be fun. In the upstairs Rubenstein days, Mr. Grundhofer, moment of silence. No, not silence, because he's still
just for the space. For the space, yes.
Exactly. We played a series of dances. I don't remember what this is. Was us it the band as it exists now? Actually, Dave Miller was playing drums for us then too. But it was probably, I don't know, maybe early 2000s or late 90s, and the Carlton had a swing dance club.
I do remember that.
And they used to come over and dance for us, that was through the years. The Todd Thompson Band has played for dances, but never, and that's never been our focus. Most people know us as playing at the Cow and playing,
out on the patio, probably.
Yeah, out on the patio and playing old favorites and listening, and that's good. And sometimes people get up and dance when we're playing at the Cow, but yeah, it was partly my what happened actually? There was an event. My friend Maria and I went up to a Latin dance party at the Granada Theater. I know you're thinking, really, Todd? You never do anything, but I did. We went up there. It was
That's way far. That's a journey, right?
I know exactly. I had to charter a bus. We went up there, and I don't know if you've been to the Granada Theater. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it used to be called, but anyway, you old timers out there, it's in Uptown. It's on Hennepin Avenue, just south of Lake Street. If you're facing south, it's on the right side. It's a theater that I've been to before, but I just can't remember what it used to be called. I don't think it was the Granada, but it's beautifully been beautifully restored, and this dance party had probably a 10-piece band. I mean, they had three trumpets, couple percussionists, couple singers, guitar, keyboards. It's crazy. And we had there were 300 people there dancing.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And so that was December 30th, just this past year. And it was after that that I thought I had – and then we – our band, we had to kind of make the transition from the Cow. The Contented Cow, Norm, by the way, awesome years there, and the new fella, Mr. Morrison, Michael, all the best of luck, and we hope that we can play there again sometime soon. But we kind of needed a new gig, so I thought, why not do a dance when I saw the Eagles Club was under new management, and they were kind of looking for something to bring people in and show off their great establishment as well. And so I thought, well, I had the same feeling that you did, that and I don't know why dancing has been, but honest to God, go to one of them Latin dance parties up at the Granada or any place that the, what's the name of that? It's called the, I can't remember the name of the band, but anyway,
That's okay. Your folks will fill it in, or you can remember and tell them when you show
up
on Saturday.
I'll plug it tomorrow night down at the Eagles Club.
That's right.
The next one. And it's sort of a communal activity, a dance, that, and maybe that's partly it. Maybe it's partly, with school dances, I don't know. Maybe there's liability issues. Maybe there's our culture's changed, through the years. And so, honestly, it's just a good old fun time. And I hope that the band has worked pretty hard to learn some new songs to try to like Tequila and like Moni Moni and like a couple other ones. Take Me to the River, okay? Mm-hmm. More the Al Green version than the Talking Heads version, but still, you'll recognize that one. And great dance tunes. And always with the Todd Thompson band, if you have a request, just write it on a $20 bill and send it up to the bandstand, and we'd be glad to give it a shot.
Sounds like it's going to be a really fun night. I hope that people are interested in kind of checking out that idea of, being together again, which is exciting that all of these things are happening, mm-hmm. and also to be able to, kind of you know, be that community that happens when you are all in that place, enjoying an evening of, you know, just getting lost in the music, and you know, you don't have to be a great dancer to be a participant in something like that.
All you have to do is look at the lead singer to know you don't have to be a great dancer to enjoy music like that.
Well, you may have some surprise moves.
You'll have to show up, Paul, to find out. Exactly.
Exactly. And that's going to be your intention is to do that about once a month.
Right, right. We have right now on the books, we have May 6th and June 17th as well booked. I found that a rhythm like that with the band is good. It's not overcommitment because we're all, you know, everybody is, well, I used to say we were all working guys, but now some of us are retired. The band is, but we've got there's a Carleton professor and the head of technology at Post Cereals, and let's see who else. I don't know. And the saxophone player, he's a mystery. I'm not even sure what he does. And I did forget to mention one other band member. I can't believe this, but he's not an old timer, but an old time band member is named Max Weaver. He is a banjo player, and he will be, and I'm sure we'll bring out, you know, Foggy Mountain Breakdown. And you know, we might have to square dance to it. I don't know. But he's going to be there. He plays some awesome rock banjo as well. But Max is
I'm trying to put those two words together in my head.
Max can play anything, so we'll just throw at him whatever it is, and he'll. He's always been a super good guy, and you know, kind of with guys in a band and gals in a band, you get to know them kind of in a weird way. It's a little bit like playing basketball with them. Where you got something physical that you're doing, but you do talk too, and so you kind of know them in a different way than you know some of your other friends, and in some ways much more intimately, and in other ways not so much. It's kind of interesting, but Max is Nick's son, and I mentioned that just because he actually is seriously gainfully employed at the Sanford Medical Complex down in Sioux Falls. Mm. So we're flying him in for the band, for the gig, and Dan, our sax player, lives in the cities now. But he used to be my neighbor here in Northfield, you're really gonna love. Paula, have you ever seen a band with a banjo player and a saxophone player?
I'd have to think about that because I'm not coming to mind.
So. Even orchestras don't have that combination.
No, banjo and orchestra usually isn't a combo. Yeah, so that sounds fascinating, and I'm thinking we should play some music. But I know you brought your mandolin.
Oh,
I've got
play.
a little clip.
Did you get those ones I sent you.
I have a clip from the website.
Oh, perfect,
so maybe
perfect.
We'll do that one.
Good.
Let's. This is the New River Train.
Okay.
Is that a good one?
It's good because it's got Bruce on it.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Perfect. And so this is just a selection just to give you a little bit of the sound of the Todd Thompson. Now, this mentions trio, but it's band.
Yeah.
And there's way more than three of you in this.
Right, so. Right. Yeah. It's, you get more than what you pay for.
Right. So let's take a listen. This is Todd Thompson trio/band. Here we go.
Never played with them. This is your moment, Truth Shark, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love.
Thompson Band and a little bit of the sound you might be hearing on Saturday night at the Eagles Club. And Todd brought out his, while we were listening to that, his mandolin, so we can get a little bit of what do you think you're going to play for us here?
I was puzzled, but
you're puzzled by what?
Exactly what to play, but I thought maybe what I like about songs is a few things. One, that many different generations know them.
Mm-hmm.
Two, that you can sing along with them, and three, that they're just fun songs, right? So this. Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to learn it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. There comes some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Ooh, ooh. That's a good one to get the whole room humming.
I like it. And you know what? If you folks, you can't see this, but there's like a sunshine spotlight right on you. You got your mandolin. It's like, and you were in your element. It was beautiful. Good. Absolutely beautiful. What a pleasure it's been to get to know a little bit more about your story today. And we did not have a chance. Maybe we can just quickly mention Songs of My Life, which is another piece of your puzzle.
Yeah.
Just to give people a taste of what that experience is.
Well, like I mentioned briefly earlier, I'm recovering from all sorts of things in life. And when you do that, you get involved in groups. And so a couple years ago, a pastor in Minneapolis, different one, asked me to do something different for this church up there. And I had been working with the Moravian Church here, shout out to all you guys here down in Northfield, that isn't there anymore. But the church I'd been working with them on some recovery services that we had done. And so what I kind of put that together and made a hybrid, sort of a cross between a recovery meeting and a sing-along, I guess you'd say. And I currently this is my sixth year, and we're doing it in at Denison Lutheran and at a Lutheran church in Minneapolis, Minnehaha Lutheran. And we've also done it for the Moravian Church here and also for community education. And so this month, the topic is growing up or growing old, depending on where you are in the spectrum. And we're going to sing the Joni Mitchell's Circle song, if you know that one, or John Lennon's Grow Old With You. The topics that we're going to discuss are things like what do you want to be when you grow up? As you grow up or grow old, you do it with other people. Tell us about that, about people that have watched you grow up. Questions like that, and then the group shares. It's not a presentation. It's a sing along and a speak along. I guess a storytelling time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will be at the Denison Lutheran Church the third Wednesday at 7 p.m. if you're interested in that, and it's once a month. Every next month the topic is mothers, and the next and so on and so forth. There's a different topic. The topic last month was grief. For March, and grief and healing from grief. And so sometimes they're very difficult topics, and sometimes they're more fun ones like celebrating moms or or whatever. But, yeah, that's Songs of My Life. And we're actually trying to – a friend of mine and I are trying to put together a Spanish version that maybe we might debut this fall.
Fabulous. You are involved. I love how you just are out there and you're, you know, bringing people together and you're, you know, trying to make the world a better place. It's clear. You are just an incredible soul, and it's just been a pleasure to be able to spend this time with you.
Thanks, Paul. Like I said, I've been wanting to be on your show for years, and so I'm glad I finally did it.
Well, anyone out there that's listening, just come ask, and we're happy to host folks that love. I love sharing stories and highlighting people that are doing wonderful things in our community.
And don't forget, if you want to shake your booty, come on down to the Eagles Club tomorrow night. Well, it's tomorrow night today. It's April 8th, April 8th, Saturday, and then again May 6th. So thank you, Paula.
You're very welcome. Todd Thompson from the Todd Thompson Band. That's right. Dance parties beginning. It's just such a good idea. It's a lot can happen when everybody gets together and just lets their hair down, as they say, and has some fun. Music can do a lot to heal, and I think we are in a place where we might need a little bit of that opportunity, and you're certainly a proof of that. So thank you, folks. This is Art Zany Radio. I'm so excited to be able to bring this to you every week, and as I hope that you continue to add Art Zany to your life. And of course, in the meantime, until next time, enjoy your imagination.
You've been listening to Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination, with your host, Paula Granquist. Art Zany is brought to you each week by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault.
Connect and experience art at the Northfield Arts Guild. Visit our galleries, arts festival, and take in a performance at our theater featuring a full season of dramas, comedies, and musicals. The Guild's gift shop showcases unique art from over 100 local and regional member artists. Come enjoy music from the Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra or the 411 Concert Series. We invite you to explore your creativity in one of our classes. All are welcome at the Northfield Arts Guild. To learn how you can be a part, visit northfieldartsguild.org. Or call 507-645-8877.
You want to feel important?